If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-569-3414. That's 800-569-3414. Again, 800-569-3414.
The champ is here! 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 The champ is here!
Allow me to reintroduce myself. My name is
Warren. It's Warren Valentine.
Let me just say, I did not come here to show out. I did not come here to impress you. Because to tell you the truth, when I leave here, I'm gone. And I don't care what you think about me. But just remember, when it hits the fan, brother, whether it's next year, 10 years, 20 years from now, you'll never be able to say that these brothers lied to you, Jack.
It's the Warren Valentine Show.
All right, welcome to the second hour of the show. All right, let me do a couple of things right here because there's a bunch of people asking questions via YouTube channel. So somebody asked a question about a 401k. Somebody said, look, had a friend, they were married, they separated for 5 years, the woman died, does the husband still have access to the 401k? Well, it's all accord. It's a yes and a no answer, to be honest with you, because yes, because technically they are still legally married. However, it's according to what state they were in, and did they file a legal separation agreement? Because if they filed a legal separation agreement, then what would happen is whatever was in that agreement, because what happens is this, with a legal separation agreement, it's really the divorce decree if it's done the right way, because you separate everything at the point of at the separation, and it's finalized once it's divorced. So if they're in a state where they filed a legal binding separation agreement, then that separation agreement rules on what's going on with the 401k. But with even that being said, if she died intestate, meaning that she didn't have a will, even if he doesn't have access to it, her kids would, if they're her biological kids or she adopted them. Because if you adopt a kid, that kid gets everything a biological kid would get from the parent. So as long as the kids can show that they're the living heirs of this person, if she died intestate, what it'll do is first it'll go to the state, and then they'll pay off any bills that she may have, and then whatever is left will go to the kids. If she died testate with a will, then she could have just put in her will that she wants a 401k to go to the kids. Or if she had the separation filed legally and they had separated the 401k, they can take the separation paper there and say, "We are the kids. We're the next in line to inherit." So it's a yes, the husband could be, but it's also a no that the husband couldn't be based on if they filed the separation papers or if she had a will written after they separated. So it has to. You have to. They have to look and see how it was set up, and then they'll be able to do that. But what I would recommend is they get an attorney, a probate attorney in that area, in that whatever city or state they live in, to look at it for them. That's what I would recommend. Denise asked about putting your house in trust. Now, I talked about this, 2 days ago when I did the show about business credit. You can put your home in a trust, and you put your home in a trust to avoid a tax hit, you know. I'm trying to think. I saw a movie. that they actually talked about this in. And I was shocked that they actually said it the right way in the movie, because I was like, if anybody's paying attention to this, this should make everybody do this. What's the movie? The one where the boy got kidnapped and the grandfather was rich and he refused to pay the money. And he was so rich, but he would wash his own clothes when he stayed at hotels and all this stuff. Golly, what was the name of that movie? But anyway, the man was so rich and had never paid taxes on any of his properties. Why? Because he put everything into a trust. Everything in a trust. It wasn't Ransom and it wasn't Doc Step. The Paul Getty movie. Yeah, that one. All the Money in the World. Thank you, Portia. All the Money in the World. That's the name of it. But I was shocked that they actually put it in, and they put it in there real quick, right? It wasn't something that they highlighted. It was just like a little blurb, like, yeah, he never paid taxes because he put all his money in a trust. It was real quick. Real, real quick. So, yeah, Sarita, I really don't watch movies like that. But let me tell you how I ended up watching this movie. One of my boys was like, you got to watch this movie, man, because this man remind me of you. And I was like, man, I would pay the ransom. What are you talking about? He was like, nah, not about the ransom part. About everything with him is about logic. It's not about emotion. And he was like, not about the ransom part. He's like, I know you would say the ransom part, but that's how I ended up seeing that movie. But, I was shocked that they put that in there, because you have the right as a person who owns assets to put it into trust. If you put it into trust, it delays the tax. And so what happens is this. This is, why do you think every time they talk about taxes in this country, one of the big arguments is the luxury tax on gifts and inheritance? That's the big argument for the wealthy. It's not the taxes that we pay out of payroll tax or taxes on our houses and all that. That ain't never the issue. The issue is how much are these rich folks going to be hit for taxes based on gifts and inheritance? And the reason why that's a big issue is because they put everything into trust. So if you got all your stuff in trust and you're not paying taxes on it, if you send it down in an inheritance, the inheritor has to pay that tax. So they pay a tax to get the property or get the valuable because you had it in a trust. Or if they gift it to you, see, it used to be in tax law where if somebody gifted you something, they have to never pay taxes on it. So people would put their stuff in a trust and then gift it to their son or daughter or whoever right before they died, and then they wouldn't have to pay taxes on it. Now, I'm going to tell you another thing that everybody needs to now that I'm thinking about this, let me tell everybody who's listening to this to listen to this real clear. If you don't understand it, come back and watch the show, or you can go to 729thevoice.com to replay the show, or you can go to Biz Talk Radio on iHeart. Go to iHeart, go to Biz Talk Radio, and you can play it from right there, okay? But this is very important. If you have a parent that's over 60, or if you yourself is over 60, and you have property or land that's already paid for, or if your parents have property or land that they've already paid for, they ain't doing nothing but paying taxes on the land, but they own the land, tell them to put the land in whoever's name they want the land to be in right now, with a right for a life estate. That means that as long as they live, they can live on the property, but the property is owned by somebody else. Let me tell you why this is important. If your parents own property, and let's say they're 60 now, and let's say 10 years from now, they get terminally ill, and the hospital bills exceed their Medicare, Medicaid, and any other supplements they get, the state that they in has the right to come in and sell their property, if it's in their name, to pay for whatever medical expenses that they have. This is a way for the state to literally come in and take your property legally based on the person getting ill. Okay? So If you have a situation where somebody is 60 or older and they own land outright, have them put that land, and if they're going to give it to Junior, if they're going to give it to baby girl, if they're going to give it to the grandchild, whoever they're giving it to, put it in that child's name or that person's name and add on there the addendum, they have a life right, life estate in the property. That's what you want to do. And see, the thing of it is this. Let me be very clear about this. A lot of people think they're covered because they have long-term care. All right? Well, long-term care is for if you're sick over a long period of time. Right? But if you have something that is terminal that requires more than what is set up in your long-term care, if you own property outright, they will sell your property to cover the bills. So this is a way to make sure that your property stays in your family and that the government or the state doesn't sell your land off that you paid off. All right? See, Taylor, the house has to be paid for. You can't just put somebody else's name on it. But if the house is paid for, all you got to do is quick deed it. Quick claim, do a quick claim deed. That's it. Simple to do. See, I'm just trying to explain this to y'all because this little stuff like that, we don't know. And because we don't know it, your grandfather, your grandparents, your parents, they sell all their land and you're like, how can they do this? They legally can do it. All right, listen to the WP.
If you missed open enrollment for Obamacare and are without health insurance, I have good news for you. Hello, this is Kerry Hall, America's healthcare advocate and the president of Benefits by Design. The federal government has reopened enrollment for Obamacare health insurance beginning March 15th, which means you can apply for health insurance with one of our licensed exchange certified agents who will walk you through the process to see if you qualify for a subsidy that could pay for all or part of your health insurance. And how much does using one of our licensed agents cost you? Nothing. That's right, it costs you nothing, and we're there to help you 24/7 after you enroll. So don't miss this second chance. Call 913-385-2224. That's 913-385-2224 or online at americashealthcareadvocate.com. Once again, that phone number, 913-385-2224 or online at americashealthcareadvocate.com.
As a small business owner, there's one word that you absolutely dread: payroll. For small businesses, it's a big burden. You may think you're saving time and money doing it yourself, but come on, are you? Timesheets, processing checks, calculating taxes, a total waste of your time. Paychex simplifies payroll processing, saving you time and money. Submit your payroll online, fax it in, or call your dedicated Paychex payroll specialist, and you're done. Learn more at trypaychex.com. Come on, do the math. The IRS dishes out 8 million penalties a year. Make one mistake and you're on the hook. On average, you're losing nearly one business day every month doing payroll. That's time and money you'll never get back. Unless you get Paychex. More than 500,000 small businesses already do. Call 877-649-5324. Trade payroll pressure for peace of mind. Call now. 877-649-5324. That's 877-649-5324.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, $1,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-285-4765 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-285-4765. Again, 800-285-4765.
Life insurance is one of those things that just about everybody needs, but few people actually have. Hey, if you die unexpectedly without life insurance, guess what? You'll leave your family with even a bigger mess. Life insurance will help replace your family's income. It'll help cover burial expenses. Life insurance can even help pay off debt like credit cards and medical bills. Life insurance can even pay for college. And if you own a business and you die, life insurance can help your business from collapsing. It can even help cover estate taxes. Life insurance has never been more affordable and needed. Plus, you can always shop around even if you have a plan and save some money. So call the Life Insurance Quote Line right now for free pricing information.
800-915-9658. 800-915-9658. 800-915-9658. That's 800-915-9658.
Biz Talk Radio.
I'm not saying that he doesn't like white people. I'm saying he has a problem. He has a... This guy is, I believe, a racist.
He is post-racial, by all appearances. I forgot he was black tonight for an hour.
We've already donated to Haiti. It's called the U.S. Income Tax.
It is as though we're still on a plantation.
Warren Valentine, the number one truth fighter in America.
All right, welcome back to the show. Now, let me give you a couple of hot stocks to look at. Okay, wait, let me do this because y'all asking questions in YouTube. So let me go ahead and answer some questions. Somebody, Brenton, asked, what's the best way to protect my house if I'm getting a divorce? Okay, Brenton, this is the question that I have for you if you're getting a divorce. Did you buy the house prior to marrying the person? That would be the first question that I would have. Okay. If you bought the house prior to marrying the person, it's not considered marital property. Okay. So if you bought the house, you ain't got to worry about protecting it because it's not marital property. The only way it can be included as marital property is if she's put a substantial amount of money into the house, meaning that she built the pool or she added an addition to the house or she, you know, put a deck or a garage on the house and it made the house value go up by $60,000 or $70,000. If she didn't do that, then you ain't got to worry about protecting because it's not considered marital property. So you good as long as she didn't do anything like that. Now, if she did a substantial upgrade in the house, if she got a good attorney, he gonna make an argument that that house, whatever the value of the house is based on what she put into it as far as the pool, the garage, or something else. So as long as you brought it in advance and as long as you didn't refinance it in her name, you know, because when you refinance, you got to put on a deed, you got to put on the stuff. So as long as you did none of that, you good to go. All right. Now, it's like that around the country as far as that, as long as you bought it in advance and didn't refinance that house or she didn't do any upgrades. All right. Let me see. What was the, did I talk about the pastors meeting with 45? Eric, I talked about that yesterday. I talked about the pastor stuff yesterday. I didn't talk about it today. Let's see. Any more questions? All right. Let me see. Pamela's asking, can my husband force me to refinance the house if it was not set forth in the divorce decree? All right. So, Pamela, if y'all are divorced, it's according to what was in the decree. All right. If you and him in the divorce decree agreed that you were going to pay him half of what the house appraises for, and you haven't paid that yet, he can get you to refinance the house to get his portion of money that's owed to him. I don't know if that was the agreement, but usually when people get divorced, if they have a marital property and one person keeps it, the other person agrees to pay them their share of the money. That's usually what will happen. Okay. If he quit claiming the deed to the house, that's fine. It's what the divorce decree says. Were you supposed to pay him his share of what the house is worth? That's the question. So, what else? What about divorce house was inherited during marriage? Now that's a little bit different too, because you inherited it's you can make an argument there that it's not marital property because it was his inheritance. So that's an argument for you and your lawyers right there. That's a little bit different because you can kind of argue this either side, to be honest with you. So you need to talk to your lawyers about that, whatever particular state that you're in. Let me see. This thing is not working. Let me see. Johnny Taylor said it's cheaper to keep her. It's cheaper to keep her. Cheaper to keep her. Cheaper. Hey, look, that's why you got to know. Ava, this working for me. When I hit it, it popped right up. I don't know why it's not working for you. You got to hit the Facebook thing at the bottom. All it is the interview I did on Ricky Smiley Show. They posted it, so I just reposted it. Now, let me give you some stocks to look at. All right? And let me say this to you. This is why you need to buy the book, The Business of Love. Before you get married, or if you married, this book is for men and women. I didn't write a book for women. I wrote a book about business for men and women. And one of the things that I talk about when it comes to marriage is this. If you've listened to this show, or if you listen to me over the years, I'll tell anybody this. Anybody. Marriage is the worst contract in the world to be in. It's a bad contract. And look, everybody falls for the okie doke. I've been married. I'm divorced. I've been there. I know that. It's a bad contract. It is a bad contract. It is the worst contract you can get into. So when you get into this contract, you need to have the right business partner. Because if you don't have the right business partner, it's a bad contract. All right. The book will be up on the website for order Monday. I'll give you the website Monday. It's on Amazon right now. I don't know if you can buy it yet, but I somebody just told me it's up there. It's up on Amazon already. So, Pure, you can buy it. I didn't know you can buy it yet. So if y'all can buy it on Amazon, y'all can start ordering it now. But you have to have the right business partner. If you got the right business partner, then you marriage is the best contract in the world because you're going to be with the person. You ain't got to worry about if she going to take the house or if he going to take the cars or because literally you're in a good partnership. You're in a good business relationship. So listen to what I'm saying. And if they're saying another seller on Amazon Direct, hold on then, y'all, because they haven't put it up there yet because they're supposed to have it where you can get it directly from them. So hold on before you purchase anything. Let me look at this today, and then by Monday we should have everything worked out. Y'all know, I have to get walked through because I had to set this the account up myself, which really meant I'm like, I need to find somebody to know how to do all this stuff. I really do. We come back. I'm going to give you the hot stocks. We're up against commercial break. We come back. I will give you the hot stocks. So get your pen and paper out. I'm going to give you some stocks to look at. Pay attention to them. Jump on them if you want to jump at them. Jump on them, all right? All right. Talking to you. You're listening to me. It's the WB.
Have you written a book and want to get it published? Then call Page Publishing at 800-557-6095 immediately. That's 800-557-6095. Page Publishing is looking for authors of all types of books. And unlike most publishers, Page Publishing will take the time to review each and every book submitted to them and give you their feedback. If they like what they read, they'll get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, the Apple iTunes Store, Barnes & Noble, and other outlets. They handle everything: editing, cover design, copyright protection, printing, publicity, and distribution. So if you've written a novel, children's book, cookbook, inspirational work, poetry, or a biography and want to get it published, then you need to call Page Publishing and do it immediately. Call 800-557-6095 now for your free author submission kit. Again, for your free author submission kit, call 800-557-6095. That's 800-557-6095. Your road to fame and fortune could very well start with this simple phone call. Call Page Publishing at 800-557-6095 for your free author submission kit.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 1-800-521-9579 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 1-800-521-9579 to take your call right now. Call 1-800-521-9579. That's 1-800-521-9579. Again, 1-800-521-9579.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-569-3414. That's 800-569-3414. Again, 800-569-3414.
Got an old car? You can donate it, whether it's running or not, to the United Breast Cancer Foundation and save a life. They'll even come and pick it up for free. The United Breast Cancer Foundation has saved hundreds of women's lives through their free or low-cost breast screen exams. But now they need your help. The United Breast Cancer Foundation wants to save more lives through early detection by offering women free or low-cost breast screening exams. And donating your old car, SUV, or truck, whether it's running or not, helps pay for them. Plus, you get a charitable tax deduction. Help the United Breast Cancer Foundation save lives by donating your old car, SUV, or truck. Call now for free pickup. 800-245-0473. 800-245-0473. 800-245-0473. Call right now. That number again is 800-245-0473.
Does your water stain and damage your fixtures? Does it smell or taste bad? Are you worried about what's in your water? Water quality should not be painful and worrisome. Get HydroCare Water Systems from Wave Home Solutions with the most advanced purification technologies. Call Wave Home Solutions today at 1-888-989-WAVE or go to greathealthywater.com. HydroCare will eliminate lime scale that causes hundreds of dollars in damage to pipes and appliances without using salt. Well water will no longer smell or stain your fixtures. City water will be purified of harmful chlorine, lead, arsenic, and chemicals. Wave Home Solutions provides the cleanest, healthiest water at every faucet. Satisfaction guaranteed. For more information, call 1-888-989-WAVE, 1-888-989-WAVE, or go to greathealthywater.com. That's greathealthywater.com.
Wave Home Solutions for a healthy, comfortable home.
Biz Talk Radio.
Some stocks right quick. All right, write them down. SLCO, SLCO, Sam Love Company Operating, SGRCF, SGRCF. All right, I'm going to give you a health one now. HESG. HESG, H. Edward Sam Goliath. Okay. Let me see. Give you one more good one here. Give you an organic thing. Give you OPHI. OPHI. So SLCO, SGRCF, HESG. OPHI. Check into them, look into them, decide if y'all want to do something with them. And you can go from there. All right. So, for everybody who's just coming in, let me give you a breakdown on everything, y'all. It's Friday. Let me give you a quick breakdown. So, for everybody with Flint, we're in the third phase. I paused it. I stopped it because one, we need to get more people in it, but more importantly, they need to start the redevelopment. The problem we got is they're not redeveloping. As we sit today with the phase three, we got another house. So we're sitting on 14 houses in Flint right now. But without the redevelopment, we need the redevelopment to happen to make some money, y'all. So I can't really make a move until they start redeveloping. So once they start redeveloping it, then we can start looking at what we're going to make off of Flint and everything else. All right. With the HBCU documentary, I talked about this. I was going to put it on Netflix. It's called, I'll give you the price point. You can look this up yourself. You can get anything on Netflix for $1,600, any movie you want. And then you profit share with Netflix. But I'm not putting it on there because what I realized after talking to people in the industry, if we put it in these film festivals all across the country between the end of this month and the end of February, if somebody likes it enough and picks it up and puts it in the movie, you're talking about maybe, $2 or $3 million on the Netflix side, if we're lucky, where if it goes into a movie theater, you might be talking about $5 to $20 million. So putting that documentary on the movie side first only makes sense because worst case scenario, if nobody likes it, you throw it back on Netflix. And see, the problem with the movie, the little festivals that they have, if the film has been on Netflix or sold anywhere else, you're disqualified from entering into the festivals because the whole purpose of the festival is for them to buy something that nobody's seen that they can make money off of. So if it's already been seen and purchased somewhere else, you automatically is gone. So that's what's going on with that. All right. With Bow Wakanda, we're setting it up. We're trying to get everything hooked up to make it like Amazon. We get in the warehouse. Marvin, who has the Dayrunner app, is partnering up with us on this. He's helping to do this. He's taking over in it. He's going to run with it, develop it, and everything else. So that's why I'm saying hold on that. Once Bow Wakanda is rolling, I'm going to tie every other website to that site so we can piggyback off of it. Okay? So that's what we're going on. That's what's going on with the website. With the radio here, we're trying to get more stations. We're trying to pick up another 9 or 10 more stations, but we're also working on another thing. We're trying to work on a podcast right now. Tony, we're going to get this podcast going. We're going to try to work on get this podcast going so we can have revenue coming in that way. as well, y'all, so we can get all this stuff going. What else? That's it. The book. Y'all should be able to get the book starting Monday. At least, I know the ebook you'll be able to get Monday for sure. The hard book. Probably. I got to see because Amazon, you know, I got to see what they doing, man. I don't know what I'm doing over there. So I got to figure out what's going on. So everything is in the works, y'all. Give you an update on everything that's going on. Get you the hot stocks. So y'all know what's going on. So try to give everybody a quick update. Maybe I do this, you know, every other Friday or something like that, or something change. But if you listen to the show consistently, if something changes, I always come on here and tell y'all. I don't not tell y'all. I try to tell y'all everything that's going on. Some stuff I have control over, some stuff I don't have control over. But I'm trying to look at this for a long haul kind of thing, not a short haul kind of thing. Even with the stocks that I'm giving you are penny stocks, the cheap stocks. But I'm telling you to get in on them for $50 or something like that, whatever you can afford, $25 or whatever. And the reason I'm telling you to do this is because it may pop. And if it pop, you know, if you got $25 on and it jump up to $100, you'd have made a good come up on $25. So let me give you the stocks again. It's SLCO, SLCO, SGRCF, SGRCF, HESG, HESG, and OPHI, OPHI. Now, I try to give you some stock tips every week. Every week on Friday, I try to give you some stock tips so that you can try to get some just, you know, they penny stocks. I'm not telling you to put thousands of dollars up, y'all. You know, just go on a TD Ameritrade, owe $25 on it, and let it sit there. See what happens. See what happens. That's all I'm trying to do. I'm going too fast, bae. Okay, I'll say the stocks one more time for y'all. Okay. I will say it one more time. Let me get y'all one more time. SLCO. SLCO. SGRCF. SGRCF. HESG. HESG. OPHI. OPHI. If somebody has that on the face on the YouTube, can y'all post them up here for everybody can see them? You know, can y'all post them up here? We need 11 more. What we need? 12 more likes over here to get to 250. Can we get 12 more likes? You know, let me say something, right? Some of y'all hear me saying the stocks over and over again, and y'all be like, God, why he got to keep repeating it? Y'all ain't getting it. Look, everybody don't move at the same pace, y'all. See, you got to, and see, this is what I'm trying to get us to understand as a people, right? Look, we have to be patient with each other. Because if we're not patient with each other, we can't succeed with each other. You have to understand that everybody's not going to think like you. Everybody's not going to move like you. So you have to be patient with each other. You have to be. That's the only way we can be successful. It's the only way we can be successful, even though it's repetitive. Now, let me say this, though. The one thing about me is this. If I know you heard me and I know that you know what's going on, then you come back and ask me again, then I do be like, look, this is a little bit too much. You heard everything I said. Why are you asking me this again? But if you didn't hear, or if it's brand new, or if it's something new, then I got to be patient about that. Got to be patient about it. That's what it's about. Because people are at work, people are driving, people are doing everything. So you got to, hey, I know people driving in their car, people sitting at they trying to work and listen to the show. So you might have missed a letter or two. Hey, I understand that. So for everybody who is like, why do he got to keep repeating it? Why they can't get it the first time? Maybe they at work and they doing two or three things. They multitask, you know, maybe they're driving and they stopped at a light and they trying to write it down at the light. I mean, so it's all about understanding. And see, this is why I try to tell y'all, Pure, one of my favorite people, right? Like I told her earlier today, I said, Pure, I know you don't want me talking about Urban Meyer or Omarosa or whatever, but other people want to hear about it. It's not just your show or my show. It's all our show. So on a day like today, when people put up their questions or tell me, hey, I want you to talk about this. Okay, let's talk about it. Let's talk about it. Because it's literally about us understanding that, you know what? Okay, that's not that important to me, but if it's important to them, I'll roll with it. Let's go. Let's go. To be completely honest with y'all, I wasn't coming in here to talk about Urban Meyer today. I hadn't even thought about talking about Urban Meyer today. Somebody put it in here. Okay, I talk about it. You know, because that's what somebody wants to talk about. Okay. Friday, the show is y'all's. If it's what you want to do, let's do it. Let's roll with it. So this is what I want us to be like when we're dealing with each other. Let's have love and patience for each other. Now, again, if I done told you this once, told you this twice, and then I know you got everything, then you come back and say, well, what about this? What about that? Then I'd be like, look, damn it. I know you got it the first couple of times I said it. Why are you doing this now? Now you're just trying to irritate me. But if you legitimately didn't get it, then I say, well, okay, I'm sorry. Let me tell you what's going on. Because we have to have that patience and love with each other, because that's the only way we can be successful with each other. If we don't have that for each other, you know, when you make assumptions and make irritable decisions because you ain't got no patience, it always turns out.
You sit at a desk. They sit at a desk. You have sales reports. They have book reports. You need supplies. They need supplies. Business is a lot like school. That's why your small business should take advantage of back-to-school deals at Staples. This week, Staples 120-sheet filler paper is just 50 cents. Plus, a 10-ream case of multi-purpose paper is only $32.99. Make back-to-school your business at Staples.
While supplies last, in-store only. Offer ends 8/18/18. Limit 5 on filler paper, 10 on case paper.
Do you have an idea for an invention or new product? Do you think companies would be interested in your idea? Do you want to try to get a patent? Then call InventHelp now. InventHelp keeps your idea confidential and explains every step of the invention process. We create professional materials representing your idea and submit it to companies who are looking for new ideas. We have more than 9,000 companies who have agreed to review ideas in confidence. If a company shows interest in manufacturing your invention, we can negotiate on your behalf. We have helped over 10,000 clients receive patents. We also offer services including 3D modeling and animation demonstrating your idea, prototyping services, and we use state-of-the-art technology to show InventHelp client ideas to additional companies. Join the thousands of people just like you who chose InventHelp to pursue their idea. We are experienced. We are working for you. We are InventHelp.
Call us for free information at 1-800-607-8945. That's 1-800-607-8945. Again, 1-800-607-8945.
Now, you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-217-5107. 800-217-5107. That's 800-217-5107.
As a small business owner, there's one word that you absolutely dread: payroll. For small businesses, it's a big burden. You may think you're saving time and money doing it yourself, but come on, are you? Timesheets, processing checks, calculating taxes, a total waste of your time. Paychex simplifies payroll processing, saving you time and money. Submit your payroll online, fax it in, or call your dedicated Paychex payroll specialist, and you're done. Learn more at trypaychex.com. Come on, do the math. The IRS dishes out 8 million penalties a year. Make one mistake and you're on the hook. On average, you're losing nearly one business day every month doing payroll. That's time and money you'll never get back, unless you get Paychex. More than 500,000 small businesses already do. Call 877-649-5324. Trade payroll pressure for peace of mind. Call now. 877-649-5324. That's 877-649-5324.
This is an urgent health notice for all residents suffering from back, neck, knee, and wrist pain. You may qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you, but the deadline is fast approaching. Simply call the Health Alert Hotline now.
You heard right. You may qualify for a pain-relieving back, neck, knee, or wrist brace. These items may even be covered by Medicare or your private insurance. The Health Alert Hotline is your brace company. These specialized braces have been tested for pain relief. Call us toll-free right now to determine your eligibility and to learn how to use your private insurance or Medicare to minimize your out-of-pocket cost. Don't wait. If the deadline passes, you may lose your opportunity to get a pain-relieving back, neck, knee, or wrist brace at little or no cost to you.
800-306-1760. 800-306-1760. 800-306-1760. That's 800-306-1760.
Does your water stain and damage your fixtures? Does it smell or taste bad? Are you worried about what's in your water? Water quality should not be painful and worrisome. Get HydroCare Water Systems from Wave Home Solutions with the most advanced purification technologies. Call Wave Home Solutions today at 1-888-989-WAVE or go to greathealthywater.com. HydroCare will eliminate lime scale that causes hundreds of dollars in damage to pipes and appliances without using salt. Well water will no longer smell or stain your fixtures. City water will be purified of harmful chlorine, lead, arsenic, and chemicals. Wave Home Solutions provides the cleanest, healthiest water at every faucet. Satisfaction guaranteed. For more information, call 1-888-989-WAVE, 1-888-989-WAVE, or go to greathealthywater.com. That's greathealthywater.com.
Wave Home Solutions for a healthy, comfortable home.
Biz Talk Radio.
Welcome back to the Warren Valentine Show, heard coast to coast and border to border, giving the truth fighters a voice in the call for justice. Join the truth fighters in full effect right now.
All right, let me thank everybody listening to the show, everybody who called in the show, everybody who's watching the show, everybody who hit the like button. D-Roll says, set it up on a smaller scale with the legal fund. It's different when you're dealing with a law firm. It's not like a typical business because you have to be licensed. You got to have a brick and mortar thing. It's different. So it's not like a typical business. So it's actually easier to do it on a larger scale than on a smaller scale, because if it's on a smaller scale, it'd only be in one particular city or one particular area. It's easy to do it on a larger scale because you can be of counsel and not physically be there, but still be able to represent clients and bring clients in. So it's a lot of formalities that's not like a regular business or something like that. So it's a little bit different. It's a little bit trickier, but it's easier to be done on a bigger scale than on a smaller scale. If that's the best way I can explain it, to be honest with you. So this is why, you know, LegalZoom and the defense fund stuff, it's easier to set that up on a big scale. It's a lot easier actually than setting it up on a smaller scale. So it's just, you got to get the people in each different area to tie into it to make it work. That's the tricky part, because like I said, what happens is if everybody's individually doing well, they don't see the benefit of going in with somebody else. So they don't see the benefits. Squad, we haven't done anything with radio, so I don't understand that question. We haven't done anything with radio as far as the advertisement yet. So I don't get the question. But before I get out of here, I want you guys to do this for the weekend, all right? Couple of things. Now, this morning when we first started the show, Tony was talking about how they're marching again in Chicago because they're tired of the violence. Well, this is the thing. All right? What I want to do is simply this. I would like for you all just to find something in your local city that you think we need to be fighting for. That's it. Higher paying jobs. Is it better schools? I mean, so whatever you think we should be fighting for. Whatever you think we should be fighting for in your city. That's what I want you to do. Shawana, I will try to set up a viewing of the HBCU documentary in certain cities. I'm not going to be able to put it via the internet anywhere, because if it's via the internet anywhere and it gets distributed, it kicks us out of the film festivals. So that's the whole purpose of not putting it on Netflix or putting it for sale on a website just yet. Because if I do that, we don't qualify for the film festivals. And if we don't qualify for the film festivals, it takes us out of position of somebody maybe making it a miniseries on television, or somebody putting it in a movie theater, which means we lose money, which means I would be Urban Meyer's wife if I did that to y'all. Right? Y'all would be looking at me like, man, really? We divorcing you, man. She cost that man $90 million plus endorsement. She need to be on TV right now. I told my husband nothing about this. So, like I said, it's about love and patience, because Shawana's question is a good question, but it's the same answer to before. Because if you really understand what I'm saying about this, you know it can't be somewhere somebody can pull it down, because if they can do that, it takes us out of consideration, y'all. So what I will try to do is do screenings when I come into cities where you guys can come and see it, but y'all gonna have to leave your phones at the door, because we can't let it get out. Because if it gets out, then we're out of the business of that. Then we ain't got no other choice but to do websites and Netflix. So we have to see the whole thing. Let me say this before I go. Everything I do is about what's the best in the long run, not what's right in front of me. Okay? It's all about being logical in what you're doing and strategic in what you're doing. So when you're looking at something like creating a movie, right? Once you find out, well, I can't compete in these film festivals if it's sold or seen or anything else, then I got to be, okay, well, I got to do this a different way. I got to look at this a different way. It's all about the strategy part of this and being able to get to the finish line. You know, I was having a conversation with a young man, and I was telling him, I said, look, this is because see, everything with the young man is, I'm going to do this. But he's trying to do everything extremely quick. And so the conversation I was having with him simply is this. Everything you do in life takes time. But if you take the time to do it, you'll be rewarded. And he was like, well, I don't understand what you're talking about, because, you know, all these young people, millionaires already, blah, blah, blah. I said, well, you don't know how much work they put in prior to that moment of becoming a millionaire. I said, if you look at LeBron James is the best basketball player in the world. He wasn't born the best basketball player in the world. He worked for it. I said, if you look at a doctor, if you look at a lawyer, they went to school all those years. That was a struggle. They were poor. They were struggling. Once they got out, they made money. Everything. I said, even your friendships, your relationships. I said, your best friends who you've been friends with, it took years to get y'all to the point of where you at today. Nothing you do quickly will give you the satisfaction of strategically looking at what the long game is. Because if you can look at the long game, you always will win bigger than the short game. Always. All right. If you do nothing else, let somebody tell somebody you love them and appreciate them. That's why I tell you every day I love you with the love of Jesus. God bless you. Have a good weekend. And I will preview it. I just won't preview it on a big scale. You've been listening to
the opinions you hear on Biz Talk Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests, and do not necessarily reflect those of this station, Biz Talk Radio, its management, or advertisers. The information on Biz Talk Radio does not constitute a recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or securities. Please consult a professional before investing. If you have any questions about Biz Talk Radio, contact us at 817-274-1609 or at biztalkradio.com.
Biz Talk Radio.